Let's start the music club, shall we?
Will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Music, we could do that. We extend the music club to include a conversation with John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival in a bit. But first, his opening act. In fact, he refused to go on unless we had Slam and Sammy Sound open up the show. So, start the music club. She is the driving force behind Play It Forward, an effort to get instruments into the hands of the kiddies and win in that battle thanks to your help. So, Samantha Fisher, step up to the plate, young lady.
Hello, gorgeous.
How are you?
Fabulous.
Yeah?
I love that color on you.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What would you say it is? Baby's first spring?
Mint.
Mint? Okay. All right.
Definitely
go
mint.
With the mint more often. You just bought yourself some more time. Always enjoy the compliments. All right, let's talk Play Forward. What's going on?
What's not going on? We're busy because it's the school year. So I really would like to encourage people out there in Radio Land to rent an instrument for a student.
How do they do that?
Program.
How do they do that?
Just go to the website, playitforwardstl.org.
Okay.
And go to the page, contact me, and I will set you up. And you can do it as low as $25 a
month. Can we pick the instrument? Can we pick the kid?
No.
Like, I want to do a tuba, but I don't want it to go to a Methodist. I mean, I just hypothetically, I don't know. Nothing against Methodists. Don't write
Here
me.
Here we go.
Made it up.
You know, we could get to that case by case, but let's start with people contacting us.
Okay.
And I just want to put a call out, too. We also have the Baby Blue Showcase coming up, which we do every year. And we do raffle baskets and certificates and things like that. So if anybody wants to contribute in that area, we'll take that as well.
We'll help you on that front, too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we're looking for a tuba and a baritone sax.
You don't have your tuba yet?
No, but we're so close. We're so close.
How do you know
it?
You're close to getting a tuba?
Intuitive. I can feel
it. That just sounds weird.
See how close it is? And a baritone saxophone. I had no idea it was going to be that difficult.
You know what occurred to me? It's October. So Oktoberfest is every weekend. So can't you just get some big burly musician guys to go out and roll an oompa band and take their trumpet or take their tuba?
We should talk more about that off air.
Just a thought. I'm just thinking out loud
here.
You're
so creative.
Thinking out loud here.
Well, it is St. Louis, so we could probably pull it off.
Josh?
There's an Oktoberfest this weekend.
There's an Oktoberfest every weekend. Every day in October.
Also one this weekend, too.
Try to find a pair of lederhosen right now. I dare you. It's like trying to get pumpkin around Thanksgiving. All right, so that's good news. Any fundraisers coming up we need to plug? Besides the Baby Blue Showcase?
Not right now. We're going to do an instrument drive. So we've stepped away from the big music bang stuff. We're going to do an instrument drive.
Okay.
Those kids need that music.
Beautiful.
Oh, and Doug and Joan that listen to your show, both of them have emailed me this week. And both have trumpets that they're donating because of you.
Doug and Joan.
Can you melt down two trumpets and make a tuba out of it?
I don't think so. We could buy a tuba for $900. That's all we need.
Oh, my. Is that how much music instruments
cost? No. We've gotten such a great deal from this particular person that's we just need the funding. $900 if you're a company out there, come on.
$900 for a bargain
for a
tuba.
A tuba. It's a heck of a deal. It's like $3,200 to get it for $900. It is. It's
crazy.
What
are these kids in our public schools and the band? God, the band room must be worth millions of dollars.
It kind of is. And there's Bailey that's waiting for the tuba at the Grand Arts Center.
Right. We need the tuba.
Come on. We need the tuba.
$3,200. Anyway. It must be filled with crystal or something. All right. So play it forward, STL.org to help. And please do. Samantha, the other hat that you wear, in fact, we were doing this before Play It Forward even was in existence.
We've been doing this for so long.
We were just...
When's our anniversary? That's what I want to know.
I'd have to check the inside of my ring. I had it inscribed. But we still do that. And the troubadours, the people out there on the front lines playing the gigs for
the $25,
you know, to play a nightclub for 7 hours and smoky and non-appreciative and people talking on their cell phones. If they go out and do it because for their love of the music, we salute them.
Did you just have a last gig or something?
No, we're taking
How's
October.
The gigs going?
We got October off because one of our guitar players is getting married. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Congratulations to him. Yeah, no, you are right because
How
you can go anywhere, any night of the week in St. Louis and see some great artists and great musicians.
Like?
What?
That was a segue. Like whom?
Oh, like Brian Rainey. Have we featured Brian on the show before?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's been around for a long time. He plays the mandolin, which I love.
Okay.
So this week, you can check him out, or Sunday, October 18th, at Atomic Cowboy. Doors open at 7. Music starts at 8. 21 and up. $8 in advance, $10 day of the show. He's opening up for the Ragbirds, which I kind of checked them out online, and I was totally blown away.
Yeah.
So I was real excited that Brian was going to be a part of this. This song's called Dry Mouth, and it's off his debut album, Watershed.
Standing up at the North Pole watching my needle spin. Licking my finger pointing up, I'm waiting for the wind. It's been better than 3 days since she's been gone. It's been 6 damn long hard months since I've seen the sun. Back when Mary sat down on the white line across the concrete, she took off her sweater and wrapped its arms around me. There was a spark from the static like our own little bolt of light. She said it's just the dry weather, it could rain any other night.
I like that. A little whimsy to it almost. You know how I always like to compare these people to other bands, which they can't stand. But it's got that feel of Bare Naked Ladies kind of thing.
Oh, that's a nice compliment.
And at
like
what
that.
Point does a mandolin become so big it's a guitar? I don't think he was playing mandolin on that particular.
On that particular, but I know Brian is known for that, and his tour is not a ukulele tour, which I like that too.
And that's what it's called.
I don't think it is.
It's called a not a ukulele. Ukulele is the actual pronunciation.
Sing it when you say like it. That.
Can we do another one? As we do have John Fogerty waiting in the wings. Going.
Oh, that's right. John is on the line. New to the club, Midnight
Reveille.
Reveille. Reveille. This is a great track. I already listened to it. Love is Strong. You can check them out at Pops Concert Venue. And what is the date?
Playing Pops, huh? You didn't put the date down.
I don't think I have the date on there. How'd they
do
that?
No, you don't. I guess you just go to Pops now and wait until Midnight Reveille gets there.
Well, and they're opening up for Divide the Empire's new CD release. Divine Sorrow going to be there. Pirate Signal is going to be there. Nothing Set in Stone is going to be there. Tickets are $7, $8 at the door. I believe it's this weekend. I'm thinking it's Friday night or Saturday night.
Well, we'll look it up while the song plays, and I will mention it at the end and cover your ass once again.
These are new to the club, and I really like this band. I like this song. Love is Strong. Check it out.
All right. Don't forget, play it forward. STL.org. That is Slam and Sammy Sound. Samantha Fisher, thanks so much. My dear, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, love.
All right, and we go out with this one from Midnight Reveille, playing at Pops sometime soon.
Say the word whenever you want me. And I will come running. Put down my waiting world like a sack of stones. And I will come running. Somewhere in a moment, something in your words, they ease my mind. And I'm hoping to find. If I kiss your lips, tongue to tongue, I may draw your heart from the clutches of your mind. It's alright.
Midnight Reveille this Saturday at Pops. Got to the bottom of that one. Finishing Sam's homework. Well, what do you do? Doors open at 6. Show starts at 6:30. Other performances, Divine Sorrow, Pirate Signal, Nothing Set in Stone. So big bill of music on Saturday at Pops. And, of course, still looking for the tuba and more. So check out the website, playitforwardstl.org. Thanks for the help.